Revelation chapter 14.
I looked, and there was the Lamb. He was standing on Mount Zion. There were 144,000 people with him. They had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. I heard a sound coming from the sky. It sounded like the roar of much water and like the sound of thunder. The sound I heard was also like the music coming from harps. They were singing a new song in the presence of the throne, the four beings and the elders. No one could learn that song, only the 144,000 people. They had been redeemed from the earth. They are male virgins. Evil women have not made them spiritually unclean. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They were purchased from among human beings. They are the first ones to be offered to God and to the Lamb. They never tell a lie. They are spotless. I saw another angel flying in the middle of the air. He had the eternal good news to tell those who are living on the earth, every nation, tribe, language, and people. With a loud voice he said, "Respect God and give him glory. The time has come for God to judge. Worship the one who made the sky, the earth, the ocean, and the springs of water." A second angel followed. He said, "It has fallen. The great city of Babylon has fallen. She had forced all of the nations to drink the passionate wine of her sexual sin." A third angel followed the first two angels. With a loud voice, he said, "If anyone worships the wild animal and its idol and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, then he must drink from God's punishing wine. It has been poured full strength into God's cup of punishment. That person will be tortured with fire and sulfur in front of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. The smoke will rise forever and ever from the torture of those who worship the wild animal and its idol or anyone who receives the mark of its name. Day or night, they will have no rest from their suffering." This means that holy people must endure. They must obey God's commands and hold on to the faith of Jesus. Then I heard a voice coming from heaven. It said, "Write this. From now on, the people who die in the Lord are happy. Yes, the Spirit says that they will enjoy rest after they have worked so hard. Their good deeds follow them." I looked, and there was a white cloud. There was one sitting on the cloud. He looked like the Son of Man. He had a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Another angel came out of the temple sanctuary. This angel shouted very loudly to the one who was sitting on the cloud, "Send out your sickle. Harvest. The time for the harvesting has come. The earth harvest is ready." So the one who was sitting on the cloud swung his sickle across the earth and harvested the earth. Another angel came out of the temple sanctuary in heaven. He had a sharp sickle too. And another angel came from the altar. He had power over fire. He called loudly to the angel with the sharp sickle, "Send out your sharp sickle. Gather the bunches of grapes in the vineyard of the earth. Its grapes are ripe." So the angel swung his sickle into the earth, and he gathered the grapes from the vineyard of the earth. Then he threw them into the great winepress of God's anger. Outside the city, the grapes were crushed down in this tank for wine. All around, for 180 miles, the blood flowed out of that tank. It came up as high as the mouth of a horse.